A Rush on Vegetables. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. How's your garden growing? Well, by many reports across Tennessee, there's a continued trend of more folks growing more vegetables for themselves in their own gardens, and some taking it a step further, producing vegetables commercially.
I think we've seen a lot of folks that go back to growing their own things, especially with the economy the way it is, and we're seeing more and more folks that want to sell vegetables as well, either to supplement their income or as a side project because it's something they really want to do.
Annette Wislaski, an extension vegetable specialist with the University of Tennessee, says over the last few years she's seen a pretty big increase in the number of growers raising vegetables, and her job is to help those growers with problems they might encounter, like this year with all the wet weather.
This year it would be diseases. With the wet, cool year we've had, diseases are really running rampant. We're seeing diseases we haven't seen in other years, and on crops we don't usually see diseases on. So that's really the big thing for this year, is make sure you're getting your protective fungicides on there early because of this weather, and make sure to keep putting them on after every rain. Keep the diseases at bay.
Annette Wislaski says the challenge growers have had this year, whether conventional or organic, has been trying to stay ahead of those diseases.
But a lot of people are seeing diseases on crops that usually make it through the season and aren't a problem. We expect to see things like early blight every year and powdery mildew, but often we're seeing those earlier this year, and we're seeing diseases on crops that usually skate through without getting diseased. I would say scout early and scout often, because we're going to have things that pop up with all the rain we've been having this year, and it's been an unusual year for rain. So you just want to make sure that you're out there and you're catching things before they get out of control. And that's important for everybody.
And there's a lot of beneficial information available on gardening at your local county extension office. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.